Shannon, it is a pleasure to have you as my guest. I don't think a lot of people know that there is a Truck Driver Appreciation Week, and we also want to let people know about the St. Christopher Truckers Development and Relief Fund. That's a whole lot, but we're going to condense it for everybody. First of all, appreciating truckers. I don't think anyone deserves appreciation more. That is a rough job, isn't it?
It is a rough job. It's a rough life, being out on the road. Most of the drivers out there, gosh, there's 3.5 million drivers out there, and most of them are out on the road probably 300 days out of the year. So it's a lot of eating on the road, sleeping in an 8x8 cab, eating, trying to figure out how to eat healthy on the road and how to get the best sleep on the road, how to get some exercise on the road. And so it's not an easy life to live.
And especially when we're talking about, and you mentioned nutrition, trying to make sure that we get everything from farm to table in a very quick manner, because we love our fresh food. And well, without the over-the-road truckers, that wouldn't happen, would it?
No, they have to really plan ahead to eat the way that we do at our home. We can just rush down to the grocery store and pick up what we need on a daily basis if we needed to. And that is very difficult for them to do. They can't just pull up to the grocery store and run in and get what they need, because there's either not room or the facility does not allow the trucks to come in there and park. So they really have to plan ahead on their stops to be sure they have the fresh fruit and some vegetables and fresh meats and things that we would have the ability to pick up and cook at any given time. So, yes, it's very different lifestyle that they live. And, of course, trucking industry is a vital part of the economy. 71% of the products moved in our country is moved by truck.
71%?
So pretty much everything, yes.
Wow.
Yes. So pretty much everything we use, eat, drink, wear, medications we take, everything at some point has been moved by a truck.
Well, I can tell you, I drive I-4 here in Florida a lot, and I always have a lot of trucks for company. That is one busy highway. And I always follow them to the truck stops, because I figure they know the best places to eat and the best places just to hang out. I love truck stop on 75. Is my favorite place when I'm out that way. And I do notice one thing that's always going out the door in somebody's hand: pork rinds. When did we start this love affair with pork rinds?
Well, if you're from the South, you've probably had a love affair with pork rinds your whole life, like I have. But a lot of people, if you're not from the South, you may not have had that same love. And it's one of those things, you either love them or you don't. But I think it's just, pork rinds have changed. There, you can find the traditional pork rinds, of course, at the stores. But, you have a company like Southern Recipe who's really wanting to support drivers and really do a healthier version of the pork rinds that drivers can eat. And so they have done a small batch. It's called small batch. And so they're fried in sunflower oil instead of just the fat. They're gluten-free, they're carb-free, and they have lots of different flavors. And I've personally tried probably 5 or 6 of the flavors, and all of them are delicious. And so it is a healthier snack for truck drivers. They're a whole lot less calories and carbs and chips and cookies and the crackers, the other things that you might grab. So you're definitely going to see them munching on those as they are trying to cut back on those calories. And so it's a good choice for them to pick up at the truck stop while they're there.
Well, you mentioned Southern Recipe, and I'm always looking for different recipes, and I hit so many websites, but I've never thought of incorporating pork rinds into any of my recipes. So, this could be an enlightenment for me, too.
Yes, there's so many recipes on their website. We take a lot of our meats or casseroles, and we'll top them with breadcrumbs or panko or things like that. And so those have a lot more calories than mm-hmm. a pork rind would. So you can use your pork rinds in place of those. And there's so many different flavors. You could throw a whole new flavor into your recipe.
Now, I kind of like that. We also mentioned the St. Christopher's Truckers Development and Relief Fund. And this can be a real lifesaver for a lot of these truckers, can't it?
It is. There's a lot of drivers that don't know about us. We've been around 10 years this year, and there's still so many drivers that don't know we're here. And, of course, if they don't know we're here, they can't call us when they need us. And so, more than 70% of that 3.5 million drivers, they experience some kind of health problem: obesity, diabetes, sleep disorder, a lot of cardiovascular disease. We see that. And so they just have irregular work hours. They got, you know, long time sitting behind the wheel, mm-hmm. a lot of stress navigating those streets. You think about how stressed we get driving those roads. Can you imagine driving a big truck through those roads?
Boy.
So, you know, when they're out of work because of an injury or an illness, that's when we can step in. And so they can apply for assistance with us when they're off the road for injury or illness, and we can step in and hopefully fill that gap for them and pay some of their living expenses while they're recovering. And we cover things like rent or mortgage, utility bills, vehicle payments, insurance, medications that they may need, fill that they can't afford. So we can step in and fill that gap. And then, of course, we have hundreds of additional resources that we can offer them if there's a long-term issue, because, you know, we're a short-term help, mm-hmm. but we have hundreds of other resources that we give them, that we walk them through, hopefully getting them back to work. And then if they can't get back to work, you know, what can we help you do from there? So we've got a lot that we can help these drivers with.
That's good to know. Those can be invaluable resources. Where do the funds come for to support St. Christopher's?
They are 100% donations. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, so everything is from donations. And most of our donations actually come from individuals, from truck drivers. We do have great, great corporate sponsors. But like right now, we have a campaign going on with TA Petro called Band Together. And at their locations, they sell these rubber bracelets for $1. And then they have some window clings that are $1 also. And so every bit of that money that's raised comes back to St. Christopher Fund. And they'll raise, you know, anywhere between, gosh, $200,000 and $300,000 with this campaign. But that's drivers and individuals stopping at their locations and buying those bracelets and those window decals, saying that they support St. Christopher. And so the drivers really do support products that support them and that give back to their industry.
That's good. You got to pay it forward when it's your own, you know, brothers and sisters out there doing the work. Now, if someone wants to get some more information on St. Christopher's or, hey, Pork Rinds, where do they go?
Yes. For St. Christopher Fund, you can find us on our website, truckersfund.org. Of course, we're also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and on LinkedIn. You can find us there. And then for the pork rinds, they are at southernrecipe.com. And they do have a campaign going on right now. They have three recipes that three truck drivers that actually cook in their truck. Mm. There's three recipes that have been submitted. And you can go on and vote for your favorite recipe. You'll be entered into a random drawing for $2,000 cash. Mm. And then the winning driver will receive a cash prize. And then St. Christopher Fund will receive a $2,500 donation from Southern Recipe.
Well, we'll put all the links in there for you.
Lots of benefits of that. And it doesn't cost you a dime. Just go and click on it.
No, that's the fun part. Look for the pedal to the kettle contest at porkrinds.com. That's where you'll find that. And I'll make sure that there's links on the blog for Southern Recipes and for St. Christopher's as well. Eye-opening to me. I'm glad you're out there. And when I see the trucks going by me, I'll make sure that I wave to them because, boy, that's not a job that I could do, and I appreciate what they're doing.
Yeah, just as a thank you or, hey, how's your day?
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you got an extra dollar, buy them a cup of coffee. It goes a long way with these men and women out there on the road. So we just appreciate them, and this is something we want to do to give back. And so definitely go out and do that. And we've actually got a campaign going on now called Trucking Heroes for the month of September, because that is Truck Driver Appreciation Month. And if you go to our website, you can actually submit a testimony. You can submit a letter and a picture of a driver that's been a hero in your life. Maybe they've just done something that you appreciate, or they really were a trucking hero that maybe they saved somebody's life. So you can submit stories and pictures there. And we just want to give as much attention to these men and women out on the road as we can.
That is a wonderful idea. We'll make sure that is linked too. Well, Shannon, a pleasure to speak to you. And I have a new appreciation for pork rinds and truckers now.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate the time.